Ken Boyle leans down to light the kerosene heater on the floor of his camper.
It's supposed to self-light, but it never worked, so... There we go.
Boyle says living campground to campground is doable in Homer, especially if you have a bathroom. Boyle lives inside his camper, hitched to his pickup, parked in the Fishing Hole campground near Pier 1 Theater on the Homer Spit. The retired carpenter shares the space with a friend who is away at work. Back in January, police told him to leave the parking lot of a local memorial dedicated to sailors lost at sea. A line of city code left it open for campers when the official campgrounds closed for the winter. But last year, too many people were using it for too long, so the city kicked them out. The RVs and campers were called unsightly, some were abandoned, and the city says it was too expensive to clean up after them. So they changed the code, closed the memorial parking lot to camping, and reopened the official campground early. Boyle says he had no problem leaving as long as he had access to a bathroom. And now at the Fishing Hole, he does.
Yeah, they got a bathroom over here. It was a porta potty, but now they've got a real bathroom going.
When did they open up the real bathroom?
2 weeks ago. Yeah, up until then it was porta potty.
Boyle is a Vietnam veteran who has lived in Homer for 34 years. He bought his camper almost 2 years ago and has been living in it ever since. He sits on one of two bench beds lining opposite sides of the dark camper and presses tobacco into rolling paper as he talks.
I don't plan. The people plan it for me. They want me to move every 2 weeks. So I guess I'll move down to the Mariners Park and then move back, or I don't know what I'll do. I'll get to that when I get to that. I've got another week to go.
Changing campgrounds every 2 weeks is a summer rule meant to preserve the property. The city code allows people to stay longer if there are enough campsites still open, says Angie Otteson, park maintenance coordinator for the city of Homer.
Really helps eliminate some problems with people setting up for long term and staying all summer. It degrades the site for one thing, and it's very easy to accumulate stuff when you sit in one spot for any length of time.
Otteson says during the winter, when the other campgrounds are closed, the Fishing Hole campground is now open for long-term camping. Campers just can't stay in the same spot for too long. But now the summer season is getting underway and summer rules apply. Otteson says they've told three campers at Boyle's campground it's time to move.
They're all very nice guys, and they're, you know, it's really hard when you see people that are maybe a little down in their luck and you really want to help them out.
Otteson guesses somewhere between 6 and 12 people usually live in Homer campgrounds year-round. The Homer police said back in January that they didn't want to arrest or fine anyone who was slow to move out of the parking lot they cleared. Otteson says they haven't, and almost everyone cooperated. She says only a couple of abandoned campers will be impounded because their owners haven't reached out to the city. Boyle says he's good to go, and he's just taking things a day at a time. He enjoys the solitude that comes with camping.
That and I want to get on a boat, if I ever get on a boat. I lived on a boat most of my life, and I just like being on a boat. And it's different than living on dry land. Nobody comes and visits you, and it's peaceful and quiet.
Boyle could probably pick up work on a boat and use that as his way in, but he says he'd rather buy one.
I'm actually accustomed to being the captain.
He and his bunkmate have the perfect boat in mind, and they're saving for it now. In Homer, I'm Quentin Chandler.